This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some wildlife scientists say they've sighted a bird that was long believed to be extinct. It's been 61 years since anyone reported a confirmed sighting of the ivory-billed woodpecker. It lived in the bottomland forests of North America and disappeared as those forests were logged. Today, scientists will join Interior Secretary Gail Norton to announce the woodpecker has been spotted. 14 months ago, biologists say they saw the bird in central Arkansas, a secret they have kept until today. And the scientists have videotape. NPR's Christopher Joyce joined them several months ago on an NPR National Geographic radio expedition, and he has this story on what could be one of the greatest comebacks in wildlife history.
Once biologists declare an animal extinct, that's it. No one expects to see it again. Now, 7 people say they are sure they've seen an ivory bill. Others say they've heard its distinctive rapping sound, all in the same place, along Arkansas's White River.
We have solid evidence. There are solid sightings. This bird is here.
Tim Barksdale is a wildlife photographer and biologist. Like everyone involved in this discovery, he knows reputations are at stake here. This bird is so charismatic, so symbolic of lost American wilderness, that professionals, as well as backyard birders, have repeatedly convinced themselves they've seen an ivory bill when they haven't. So for over a year, a scientific team has paddled and walked through the brown water bayous of the White River, compiling evidence. These swamps are like flooded cathedrals, with 1,000-year-old cypress trees rising like columns out of the still water. On a chilly day in January, team members dressed in camouflage are paddling on the river. Among them is amateur naturalist Gene Sparling. Sparling made the first sighting. He was kayaking alone here on February 11, 2004, when he put his paddle aside and leaned back to enjoy the solitude.
At that point, a large woodpecker flew into the channel, headed directly towards me. And my first thought was, this is the biggest pileated woodpecker I've ever seen in my life. He altered his flight to land on the butt of a tree, approximately 50 to 70 feet away in front of me. He gave several herky-jerky motions and swivel of his head. He looked cartoonish and animated.
Sparling knew this was not a common pileated woodpecker. It had brilliant white feathers on the bottom of the wings. Its bill was light-colored, not dark like the pileated. The bird tarried for a few moments, then took off.
The flight was instantly noticeable as a straight flight. It was a big, broad, straight wing, not at all like you would expect a pileated woodpecker.
The pileated woodpecker flies with bent wings and dips and swoops. Sparling was haunted by the experience. He couldn't believe it was an ivory bill until he did some research.
And actually, when I looked at the bird book, I had a tremendous sinking feeling that, oh my gosh, the greatest blessing to ever come my way has landed in my lap, and I've discounted it and not taken it seriously.
Sparling described the sighting vaguely on a website. Tim Gallagher, an expert birder from Cornell University, heard about it and called. Days later, he met Sparling on the bayou, along with a wildlife photographer, Bobby Harrison, from Alabama. On their second day out, Gallagher and Harrison both saw the bird fly by.
And we both said simultaneously, "Ivory bill!" I mean, it was incredible. It was this weird, emotional, almost religious experience. I 15 minutes later, Bobby sat down on a log and he said, "I saw an ivory-billed woodpecker. I saw an ivory-billed," and he was crying, just tears running down his face.
I was in total shock after seeing it. I mean, I'd just seen an ivory-billed woodpecker that first time. Something I always believed existed, that it wasn't gone, but you never expect to find, and I saw one. This wasn't a figment of my imagination that they could still exist. They really do.
Now, 2 experienced birders had made a positive identification simultaneously. Gallagher went back to Cornell University to tell his colleague, John Fitzpatrick, what he'd seen. Fitzpatrick says Gallagher was so ashen he looked sick.
You know, I couldn't believe it. I actually ran and got a tape recorder, and I said, "You got to tell me this whole story again. I'm going to ask you some questions." So I grilled him right there that morning of the tape recorder.
Fitzpatrick is director of the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology and is now the scientific head of the search team. He'd heard hundreds of tales of ivory bill sightings and considered most the equivalent of Bigfoot tales. He'd even led a fruitless expedition in 2002 to Louisiana to investigate a reported sighting there. He told Gallagher it came down to one question.
Can you assure that that's what it is? He said it was. And so I said, it's going to change our lives.
And it did. Fitzpatrick joined forces with the Nature Conservancy in Arkansas. They quietly raised money and built a search team. The team gathers nightly at a conservancy house in Arkansas to plan each day's hunt.
Sean, you're going to be in the boom.
Scott Simon oversees the operation for the conservancy.
This is a detective story of all time in trying to uncover the nature and the habits and the location of this bird in a vast 500,000-acre swamp and bottomland hardwood forest.
Some of the sightings were good, others not. But the big breakthrough came from David Luneau.
Okay, what I'm going to show you now is a video. It's a video we shot April 25th, 2004.
Luneau is an engineer and a seasoned Ivory Bill searcher. At the team headquarters, he's showing Exhibit A, a video he took in the White River Wildlife Refuge. His camera was mounted on his canoe.
It managed to catch, in the lower left-hand corner of the video, it managed to catch this bird flying off the tree.
The bird appears for about 3 seconds. Fitzpatrick analyzes the film frame by frame.
Just before it disappears behind the tree, you can see the wings outstretched. There's the classic picture of an ivory bill wing with a black coming all the way up the leading edge and the white coming all the way back the trailing edge.
Fitzpatrick hasn't seen this bird himself yet. He once told me he'd fall to his knees and weep if he ever saw an ivory bill. He knows that kind of yearning can make biologists fool themselves, so everyone who claims a sighting gets cross-examined. As for the video, Fitzpatrick says it may be too fleeting to convince lay viewers, but he says it has convinced outside experts he's shown it to. And it's convinced some secret donors who've chipped in over $1 million to support the project. Scott Simon says the evidence rewards years of conservation work in the Delta. The Conservancy has been buying and protecting land along the White and Cache Rivers for years, along with the state and the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service. Since the discovery, they've bought more land to protect the bird.
Well, I think it gives you a symbol of hope. The Big Woods are really a jewel in the Mississippi River Valley. And I think it will attract a lot of positive interest in conservation of our southern forests.
Fitzpatrick and Simon spend as much time as they can on the river. If the ivory bill really has survived here, and they believe it has, it's a gift, says Fitzpatrick. The bird's habitat, the once vast bottomland forests of the South and Midwest, was almost totally logged out. Here, somehow, the bird has come down where it ought to be.
As we got in this water for the first time, you get this incredible feeling of hope, because, my God, there's huge forest available here. This bird can last for another few years as this stuff continues to grow back. You know, it may make it. We may have actually not lost this gem of the American woods.
The team's scientific proofs and analysis are being published today in the journal Science. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
If you'd like to read the scientific paper, you can go to npr.org a little bit later on this morning. Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. Tomorrow, our story on the ivory-billed woodpecker continues.